Dreamscape presents The Memory Thief by Bryce Moore. Narrated by Pete Cross. Chapter 1. The Fair. My parents were fighting, again. It wasn't at home, either. Fighting at home was normal. Out in public, they tried to pretend everything was fine. Happy mom, happy dad, two happy children. They would wait for the front door to close before they went at it. Except when things were really bad. Public fight in the middle of the county fair? Really bad. I stared at another shelf of onions and potatoes, my hands shoved down my pockets and my shoulders hunched. The exhibit hall ran 100 yards along the side of the fairgrounds, the first level filled with booths and shelves stocked with the cream of the crop for Adams County, Maine. Peppers, dill, carrots, ugh. While outside was a nice, brisk September evening, the inside of the hall was stuffy and cramped. Or maybe my parents just made it feel that way. My twin sister Kelly stood next to me, eyes glued to her video game. If I hadn't forgotten mine at home, I could have at least been playing against her. Kelly didn't look too much like me, of course. We were fraternal twins, not identical. So where I had dark brown hair that I kept cut short, Kelly had long, dark curls and a loose ponytail. My nose was bigger, but she was 2 inches taller than me, 2.5 tops. An older couple walked past us, giving the argument plenty of space. The ancient floorboards creaked in protest with each step. "Don't give me any of that, Ford." It wasn't a full-blown yell from my mom. That would have been better. This was a tight hiss of frustration. "I worked the whole day getting things worked," Dad shot back in the same tone. "Please, Zoe, I'd die for your job. Stay at home while the kids are at school? You don't even..." The argument hadn't started with Mom being a stay-at-home mother, but it always led there eventually. I tried to tune out the bickering, focusing instead on figuring out how many different types of canned fruit the Wilton Grange had come up with this year. Kelly glanced up from her game, judged the situation, and jerked her head up toward the second floor. "Want to go upstairs?" she mouthed at me. I nodded, glancing at our parents. We might as well have not even existed. A few more people walking past gave them uneasy looks. My face flushed in embarrassment. Kelly and I feigned interest in some flower arrangements down the hall, sidestepping our way until we were far enough to just leave altogether, heading for the second floor exhibits. Arts and crafts. You could enter anything handmade that year into the fair competition. The winners got colored.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?